episode 2578 of the number one podcast on Apple Podcasts for Job Search. You're listening to or watching No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Here's a fun situation. Someone gives notice, and they don't want them to leave. What does this person do? I'll just simply say, I've got a short show today. I think you know what the answer is and how to do it. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it a great review wherever you listen to or watch the show. It does help other people discover the podcast, either in audio form or video form. I'd really appreciate if you did it. By the way, share it on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you share stuff. It does help other people discover No BS Job Search Advice Radio. And we'll be back in just one moment.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You quit your job. Gave notice. And now they're begging you to stay. What should I do? How do you go about making a decision about should I stay, should I go? I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and people hire me for No BS Career Advice for Coaching and Coaching Globally. The first thing I would do is spend some time remembering, if you haven't written this down, why it is you wanted to leave, because it's important to think about that. And the original decision to leave your firm. If it was about a better opportunity or for personal reasons or because you were being pushed around or bullied or passed over, whatever it is, you have to consider why it was you wanted to leave before you start thinking of staying. The second thing I would do is look at the offer. If the current firm is offering incentives to stay or a pay increase to stay, you have to make a decision about the value of one's offer versus the other. And you have to take into consideration whether or not that gun you put at their head, well, why did it take that for them to come up with more money for you or a better situation? The third thing is, what's the culture like at the new firm versus the current firm? Which one do you like more? For example, I was talking with a potential coaching client yesterday who talked about difficulties with her manager, loves the company, just gets lit up when she talks about the firm, but she has a problem with her boss, and the firm's culture is putting her in a bind. So always consider the culture and whether that work environment is one that you enjoy and can see yourself in longer term. What's the future like is the fourth consideration. Think about longer-term career goals and whether staying with the current job or the new one aligns with those goals better. Lastly, there's always a risk factor. With someone else I coach, when they gave notice, they've been pleading with them to stay and eventually got to the point of saying, hey, look, in 6 months, if you don't like it, come back. We'd be happy to have you back. There's no risk in leaving under those situations. You can always try and take a leave of absence rather than actually quit and look at your firm's leave policy, because then you don't have to resign. You don't have to talk in those terms. Just talk about taking a leave of absence for a few months to evaluate the new situation, whether or not it's actually better. So those are a few things to consider. I hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. My website is thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the site. There's a ton of the blog to help you Plus, if you'd like me to coach you throughout the entirety of your search, you can schedule time for a free discovery call or a paid coaching session. Or if you just have a couple of questions, I've got a trusted advisor service that you can order. Get yourself on my calendar. I'd be very happy to answer your questions. Remember, when I work for you, you're hiring me. I don't have a vested interest in a decision that you make, unlike the recruiter, corporate, or third party who's trying to get you to take a particular job. Also, at the site, you can find out about my courses, books, and guides. Again, that website is thebiggamehunter.us. And if this isn't the right time, just put that address in your phone. You can come back to me on another occasion. Have a terrific day and be great. We'll be right back.